MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, November 15, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber is supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore with today's headlines. Andover teachers back to work. Lynn Commuter rail station set to reopen. No decision on banning alcohol nips.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, a playoff update where some teams advance and other teams have their seasons come to an end. Rick?
And so it goes. Thanks, Bill. Sun, then clouds, near 50, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 12.04 p.m. The Andover teacher strike has ended. Classes will be resuming today in Andover, and in an announcement late yesterday afternoon, it was announced that teachers will receive a 15.5% raise over 4 years, while the instructional assistants will get a 34% increase over that same four-year period. The MBTA commuter rail station at Lynn will reopen on December 18. The Daily Item is reporting that a temporary platform will open ahead of schedule. Early this year, MSO News talked with State Senator Brendan Crichton around the concerns of the many months for Lynn without a commuter rail station.
Thankfully, when Phil Eng, the new MBTA GM, came in and the new administration came in, they looked at it with a fresh set of eyes and were able to say, you know, we can do this better, we can do this faster, and, pretty quickly scrap the old plan and pull together something that, will restore service in a temporary platform and will do so, 9 months ahead of schedule. So I hear the frustration of our riders. I've been extremely frustrated myself, but we've been fighting for this to get done. Thankfully, the end is in sight.
State Senator Brendan Crichton. The Salem Licensing Board held a hearing on Monday as to whether the city should ban nips. Those are the small bottles of alcohol that are 100 milliliters or less. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News that the board was asked by the city council to consider such a ban earlier this year. Package store owners oppose the ban, as there are no other communities surrounding Salem that have a ban on nips. Environmentalists have supported the bans based on littering concerns. The hearing was continued to December 18. The Massachusetts Senate has approved spending an additional $250 million to support the state's emergency housing system. State House reporter Christian Wade reports in the North of Boston papers today that the additional spending is triggered by the large wave of asylum seekers. The Gloucester Times is reporting that the Manchester-by-the-Sea special town meeting this week approved many of the 14 articles on the agenda. However, town meeting did say no to the zoning amendment that would have prohibited short-term rentals for units in existing garages, stables, or other structures, while removing a prohibition that they could only be lived in by employees. The so-called Pink House in Newburyport could be demolished. The Daily News is reporting that the Newburyport City Council is calling for more deliberations between the owners of the house and those who want to protect the structure. The Pink House is owned by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and is located in the Parker River National Wildlife Refuge along the Plum Island Turnpike. Finally, Sergeant James Ridley of Lynn was honored at the State House this week. The Daily Item reports that Ridley works for the Essex County Sheriff's Department in Middleton. He is a correctional supervisor and has served at the facility for 19 years. The award was given to him by Essex County Sheriff Coppinger. Governor Maura Healey spoke at the event honoring law enforcement personnel. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage, giving voice to North Shore newsmakers.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Bruins beat the Sabres last night 5-2. The Bees will host the Canadiens on Saturday. The Celtics will be back in action tonight when they play the 76ers in Philadelphia. In MIAA tournament sports, in boys soccer yesterday in D4, Linfield beat Hampshire Regional 3-2 in overtime. It was Oliver Ames over Melrose 2-1 in overtime. In girls soccer, Masconomet saw their season come to an end 3-2, the final score. Game decided on penalty kicks. Allison Lassesse, Masconomet girls soccer coach.
I mean, they are used to pressing till the end, pushing till the end. We've been down before, and we've come back. we knew we could do it. We just needed that one extra one. It just, you know, bounced on the top of the crossbar, the inside of the post. It just wasn't meant to be today.
Maskenamit trailed at the half 2-0, but did make some changes to start the second half, scoring two goals to tie the game at two.
We moved some kids around. We moved Kara up to the six. We moved Tegan, or the holding mid, and then we moved Tegan back to the center back. She did really well. Sydney Como is a fantastic player. You can't give her an inch. And I think we did a better job handling her the second half.
In that second half, late in the regulation, Masco had chances, but just couldn't get goal number three.
Thought we were really dangerous. It just didn't bounce our way. We were getting crosses, we were getting shots. They played a tremendous game. NDA clogging up the middle. I thought we played well. I thought they played very well, clogging up the middle. Once we kind of figured that out and figured out, moved some strength around, Carr's a little bit more physical than Abby, so trying her there seemed to kind of help a little bit.
Maskenamit girls soccer coach Allison Lassesse. In Division 4 girls soccer last night, South Hadley beat Linfield 4-3, game decided on penalty kicks. Field hockey, Newburyport beat Dover Sherburn 2-1 in overtime. And the Ipswich volleyball team is headed to the state finals once again. They beat Hudson last night 3-1, and that means they'll be taking on Bellingham on Saturday at 11 at Worcester State University for an attempt to win their third straight state title at Ipswich volleyball. That's sports. Have a great Wednesday. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell on North Shore Today, the area's only local news and sports podcast.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.